Ekaramia Kilo Productions presents ERK-FM Australia. ERK-FM Australia starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
So many years, all people are listening to music, and they like it, but only few of us know that music is...
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. G'day Australian music fans, I'm ERK from Channel ERK, ERK FM, and you are listening to episode 356 of ERK FM Australia that you can hear on ERK FM, Trax Radio, Stitcher Radio and Insomnia Radio Australia. Today we're getting our punk on and let's hang out with our Kang out. Here is Kang with a song called Induction. Very relevant for the start of the episode. If you want to find out more about these bands, go to erkfmaustralia.com. Here's Kang.
Yeah. midnight and the walls are falling down around my bed. And I'm bleeding from my heart, God knows I'm bleeding from my head. Yeah, I'm down, but not for long, 'cause a smile is all I need and I have one. Another calculated mind is brought down to its knees. Yeah, I could stand up to an army girl, but not to this disease. And I'm searching dusty corners in my mind, 'cause I think that she might be my greatest fine.
Man, I heart radio. guess we've got 1 minute left. You've got to be fucking kidding me with this shit. Hey, Justin. Hey, Usher Man. I heart radio. Got 1 minute left.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Since we've got 1 minute left.
I'm not Justin fucking Bieber up here, motherfucker.
Since we've got 1 minute left.
Shut up, shut up, shut up.
You gotta be fucking kidding me with this shit. Hey, Justin. Hey, Usher Man. I heart radio.
No, Kang, I don't hate you. That was Kang with their song, I Heart Radio. Prior to that, we heard Distress. And prior to that, to open up episode, we heard the Kang song called Induction. Bumped into Kang a couple years ago now at a local Sydney gig. They have been together as a band since 2006. Their influences are made up of the 90s sounds that we all crave so much from bands such as Green Day and The Offspring. You might even find a bit of Foo Fighters in the track Distress that we played, with Dave Grohl having the cheesiest grin on his face, sitting in the corner screaming, "More parts!" Kang are a fun-loving band that just want to play music and tell the world about their adventures. Influences including, not surprisingly, Green Day, The Offspring, The Foo Fighters, and Gyroscope. So Kang, yes, they are trying to hit the studio to follow up the song I Heart Radio, and they are after help to get their recording done. If you go to the link on the show notes, you can check out their possible campaign. And that is Kang. Haven't seen them at a show live, but yeah, definitely good stuff. Love hearing them do Hotel California. Speaking of Kang, the next band we have coming up, I actually found via Kang, went to a gig, and I was very impressed by the next band called Handball Deathmatch. I saw Andy Mack playing handball with these guys before I knew that they were part of a band, and I thought, oh yeah, they're just playing handball, you know, it's something that I haven't done for many, many years. But they are a local Sydney band from 2011, with Mitch on drums and saucepans, Jamie guitars, vocals and cardboard cutouts, Jesse on bass, backing vocals and the yo-yo, and Stephen on trombone, occasional shouts and air guitar on the trombone. Influences including No Use for a Name, $1 Short, and a bit more. Rated as Sydney's worst punk band by KillYourScene.com. And their band interest, as you might be able to figure out, is handball. So from Sydney, we're about to hear a couple of songs from Handball Deathmatch right now. We're about to hear Solitaire, and then after that, we're going to hear Generic Acoustic Song. I've very much enjoyed seeing these guys live. If you see Kang, you might also see Handball Deathmatch on the same bid. You might ask, why am I doing this show all about punk? Well, of course, I know Kang, and I know Handball Deathmatch, and I was on a Facebook group called Sydney's Punk Scene. No, it's not called Sydney's Punk Scene at all. It's called the Aussie Punk Scene. We've got some bands from outside Sydney coming up. And I just put a little message out there saying, if there's any punk bands who'd like airplay, I'm doing a punk episode. And so the bands that we've got coming up heard me, and they shouted out to me, so I shouted out to them back. So we're about to kick off with Handball Deathmatch right now here on IRC FM Australia. welcome, greetings and salutations if this is the first time you've been here.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hey friends, let me ask you a question. When is the last time you visited the Association of Music Podcasting's website at musicpodcasting.org? You didn't? What are you missing? Well, here's the deal. Each and every podcaster from the Association of Music Podcasting puts out shows on a regular basis, and you can find listings for all of those shows and all of that great music that you may be missing right there at musicpodcasting.org. We also have a Facebook page, and it lets you know every time we put out a new show. It's at facebook.com/musicpodcasting. Oh, and by the way, we're on Twitter at twitter.com/musicpodcasting.
Yeah.
Perth in Western Australia. That was White Oak and Stuyvesant with a couple of awesome tracks there. The last one we heard was Hazard Slip, and prior to that, Perfect Left. In the band, we have Jamie Colton, Reese, Shane, and Michael. That sounded rather cool. They are working on an EP launch in Western Australia. So if you would like any further information, you can go to their Facebook page and have a look. And if you're in Perth, definitely go along and have a listen to those guys. Really great stuff. I don't know of many bands in Western Australia, especially in the punk scene. So if anyone gives me a heads up, like these guys got in contact with me, that was rather cool. Anywho, we are going to move on, and our next band is called Too Soon. And I think I have to be really excited about that because there's an exclamation mark at the end of Too Soon. So Too Soon, let me tell you a little bit about them before we launch into a couple of tracks. They call themselves beginners. They say that they are playing instruments poorly, making bad decisions. They also like long walks on the beach, living with regret, and Garrett's cat. And so their members are Redbeard, the writer, and Joel. Their influences include alcohol and the well-intentioned encouragement of our friends. So let's see exactly what they sound like. We are going to hear a couple of tracks from Too Soon. We are going to hear Tightrope Walker, and that will be followed by I'm Not Complaining, You're Complaining. And indeed, if you go to their Facebook page, you can actually get a free download from Too Soon. You are listening to IRC FM, IRC FM Australia, that you can hear on IRC FM, Tracks Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Insomnia Radio Australia. I'm Irk. Thanks for listening.
If you're looking for Joe Cooper, I suggest you look wherever you find the most heinous, blatant, and vile exploitation of children on the planet.
Scenario number two. Coop went to Disney World.
Thank you. got another $500 that I pulled right down out of rooms. I got another warm body to get my pointer across. For a backstreet deal, red flag should have gone up. Got my back to the wall and a drink on the table.
Music is life. Music is a way of life for many people. But for many people, music is a struggle. A struggle to get your name heard. A struggle to get your music heard. No longer is music a struggle. Tune in to IRC FM and you can have your music played for people all around the world. Whether your music is from Australia or from around the world, any style of music is fine. There is a place for it on IRC FM. There's IRC FM Metal Mondays, hosted by me, IRC, on Mondays and about metal. All metal, hard rock, or industrial music accepted. On Wednesdays, there's IRC FM International, bringing you great music from around the world with amazing styles and amazing tunes each and every Wednesday. And on Friday is IRC FM Australia. IRC FM Australia, bringing you great music from around Australia. IRC FM, where music is life. IRCFM.com.
We are fans of music. We are fans of music,
about that ride in. I guess that's why they call it Sin City.
Thinking back to yesterday, all the games we used to play, just me and you. Do-do-do-do-do.
I know I
from just down the road from the IRC FM studios. That was Nova... Oh, yeah, I was just thinking about the one-man wolf pack and also the movie The Hangover. And when I used to have my beard, people used to say that I used to look like that guy, Alan, from The Hangover. That was No Further Questions, just down the road from the IRC FM studio in Blacktown in Sydney's Greater West. No Further Questions are a five-piece band formed in the year 2008. All the boys are from Western Sydney. They've been playing live shows for many years as part of their previous bands. They are a pop punk, punk rock band who continue to show the world that pop punk is not dead. So we heard that last song was Nice Shoes Brian, and prior to that, One Man Wolf Pack. We are going to continue and we are going to hear a couple of songs from the De Niro's. We're going to hear Disorder, and the other song we're about to hear is called Never Trust a Hipster. They are from Perth, so another Perth band, which is absolutely awesome. Must get myself over to Perth. It's actually been quite a while since I've been there. They are a Perth-based punk band. They are influenced by bands such as Adolescence, NoFX. Gee, it's been a while since I've heard of those guys. Lagwagon, Rancid, and Pennywise, to name a few. They like drinking and stuff. Robbie on guitar and vocals, Dave on bass and vocals, and Evil Steve on drums and vocals. Some of their influences include NoFX, Subhumans, Pantera, Black Flag, Dead Kennedys, Dirty Rotten Imbeciles, UK Subs, The Bronx, Social Distortion, The Exploited, and a lot more. So we are going to hear from the De Niro's right now. If you would like to find out more, of course, you can go to the show notes at OKFMAustralia.com. And this is indeed episode 356. You can find out more about the bands, and you can also get in contact with them and find out what they've been up to here, there, and everywhere.
They dehumanized the individuals they were engaging and seemed to not value human life by referring to them as, quote, dead bastards, unquote, and congratulating each other on the ability to kill their own.
Yeah.
closing out this punk episode of Erk FM Australia with the Revelers from Canberra. They are a melodic punk rock band from Canberra. Yes, they are. They played their first shows just as the 2012 winter was kicking in. Since their first gig in June 2012, they have been playing constantly and meeting up with some awesome people along the way. Some of these shows include supports with Unreal established acts, such as Anchors from Melbourne, Transit from the USA, The Outsiders from New Zealand, Paper Arms from Adelaide, and The Swellers from the US. In 2013, and Revelers are starting to make themselves heard with the release of their debut EP, Nighttime Lunatics, five simple, energetic, and fun punk rock songs. They aren't trying to reinvent the wheel, nor are they trying to do something that hasn't been done before. They're there to keep playing the music that they love and to make sure that they have an absolute ball at the same time, and they want to make sure that you do as well. Some of their influences including Calling All Cars, At the Drive-In, Hot Water Music, Dead to Me, and Hoodlum Shouts. Ando on vocals and guitar, Gaffers on bass, and Dave on drums. That brings us to the end of this episode of Erk FM Australia that you could have heard on Erk FM, Trax Radio, Stitcher Radio, and Insomnia Radio Australia. Thank you to all the bands who supplied me music. It makes my life so much easier when bands supply me music. I really had fun watching these submissions come in and listening to them. On this episode, we heard from Kang, Handball Deathmatch, White Oak and Studio Vesson, Too Soon, No Further Questions, The De Niro's and Revelers. I've been Erk, you've been Punky. If all of this isn't enough, check out my sister show, Erk FM International, erkfminternational.com, bringing you great music from outside Australia each and every week. And if all of that's not enough, also check out Erk FM Metal Monday, about metal, hosted by me and on Mondays. If you still want to hear more music, you can check out my buddies at the Association of Music Podcasting at the brand new website, musicpodcasting.org. The web team have certainly put a lot of work into that particular site over the last few months. There's 40 people just like me from around the world. Some people do genre-specific shows, for instance, like a metal show or an acoustic show or a jazz show or whatever. Other people do location-specific shows specific to their location. And others have shows like mine, which are basically a mixture of music from anywhere and everywhere, all different styles. There's lots of different accents, lots of dedicated music podcasters at the Association of Music Podcasting, musicpodcasting.org, Music Podcasting Made Easy at the new website, musicpodcasting.org. Anywho, I'm Erk. Thank you very, very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed the music. Keep it punky. Oh yeah, still have to watch those Punky Brewster CD DVDs, but that's another story entirely. Thank you very much for listening, and see you next week. Just remember, here on Erk FM, music is life.